our second number of the rather space age piece of work there. By the way, we're a band called Fairport Convention. We've come from England to musically that's all right with you. Just to make sure everything's working, we'll start with an instrumental end. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
I hate to see your stress sign. That was a set of tunes we first recorded in 1970. We've been playing it most nights ever since, and it's our intention to carry on until we get it right from start to finish. Thanks for letting us have another attempt there. Called Dirty Linen, the individual tunes have lost their titles in the mists of time and alcohol. And the magazine was named after the medley rather than vice versa. Are you with me? Dirty Linen. Anyway, this next song is off a new album that we recorded very recently. It's bang up to date. In fact, it's was collected in Newfoundland in 1930.
Not the whole album.
No, just this one song. This is a traditional song. We don't do many traditional songs. We encourage writers to write stuff for us rather than hunting through books. But Martin Alcock here, on my left, your right. That is, so if he's on your left, and you're probably sitting the wrong way around. He did find this song in a book, and he learned it from a book, and it's called Kind Fortune, and it's probably shorter than the introduction. Thank you.
Soldiers take chance to pass by on one of those ladies that come as desire. It's all kind fortune. Said the civil rider is all kind race.
One of those ladies, my heart, she has won.
One of those ladies, my heart, she has won. And if she denies me, I'm sure in love, but it's all kind fortune. So early next morning, the terminal rose. Just in time, with his best he would pose. With his fortune, his father, and his sword on his hand.
This next one is a song lifted from an album we recorded in 1985 called Gladys's Leap, and was actually written by Richard Thompson, who was once, as you may know, a member of this august institution you see before you. Poor Richard, I feel sorry. He's on here soon, isn't he?
Yes.
Later this month, yeah. Give him our love. And I mean that, you know, because he did leave the band in 1970, and the poor chap, you know, every time you see an article about it, it says, founder Fairporter. You know, can't shake us off. But this is a song that we found in his dustbin while going through it looking for evidence of, well, bourbon bottles and things like that. Kentucky Fried Chicken boxes, you know. But we found the song, the lyric, discarded, and thought this would be just the ticket for us. We're making an album. is a nice song. And he's never got around to recording himself for some reason. It's called How Many Times? Did write the last song, the end bit was our own, we made that up. I'm very proud of our first few tentative steps in music making. This is a song which we didn't exactly commission, but was written by a chap who didn't know he was writing it for us, but we've made it our own now. His name is Steve Tilston. I don't know if he's been to the States very much, but he works on the sort of folk circuit, arts circuit, and he's a very talented writer and musician, and has a lovely wife with a lovely voice, and they're jolly good at news. And Steve wrote this song as a moral cautionary tale for you. Don't get distracted on your way to work, don't get put off, diverted on a sidetrack by perhaps meeting somebody who is rather appealing, let me put it that way. You have to be so careful.
This is on our new record, which Joe's got by the door, and we're desperate to sell them to you.
We need to pay our hotel bill, you see.
And we have a drink problem as well. And, which is why we have to come out and play all these clubs, because they give us lots of nice drinks for nothing. But then when we don't gig, we have a drink problem. That's why we have to sell our CDs. Please help us.
The song is called The Naked Highwayman.
Thank you. Michael.
What a memory.
Thank you. This is another song from our new record, which we do have for sale tonight. It's called The Jewel in the Crown. And it's named after an Indian food takeaway in Banbury, Oxfordshire, which is our hometown, our home base town. And The Jewel in the Crown was really great. And so we thought we'd dedicate the album to it. And then the Tandorium opened up, and that was even better. But nobody had written a song yet called The Tandorium, so it was a bit of a quandary. And then in the Tandorium, the portions got smaller, the prices went up. And the Jaipur reopened in Parson Street. So next time you're in Banbury, then, we recommend the Jaipur. Now what was I saying? Oh yeah, and you're going to be in England in August for our festival, aren't you? It's on the 11th and 12th of August this year. We've already confirmed Procol Harum, Richard and Danny Thompson, the Poozies, the Hamsters, lots of great beer and great food, great atmosphere. So when you're there, check out the Jaipur. Anyway, this is a song from another mate of ours from the northeast of England, whose name is Jez Lowell. He's from Durham. And this is a song of his called London Danny.
This goes out for, amongst others, this goes out for a Lily Auntie from Scotty.
Thank you.
tune now, dance tune from our new record. It's based on the Irish jig format. And having written the tune, I then had to think of a title for it so that you can tell it apart from all the other jigs, because otherwise these sound the same sometimes. Anyway, I was thinking about King Henry I of England, or King Henry as he was known in those days. And he was quite partial to this fish called the lamprey, which people don't eat anymore. And he was so partial to them that he stuffed himself so full of them that he died of dysentery. So I thought, what a great idea, you know, for a title for a tune, dysentery, but apparently Carl Palmer already had it for one of his solo albums. So I've decided to call it The Surfeit of Lampreys. And this features all the way from Birmingham in England, on the bass, Mr. Dave Pegg. Song from 1969 from an album called Legion Leaf, written by two older chaps who wised up and left the group, Richard Thompson and Dave Swarbrick. Dave Swarbrick recently got married for the sixth time.
You must know.
And so this is a song called Crazy Man Michael.
Crazy man Michael was born.
From Solway Hall near Birmingham, England, Mr. Rick Sanders.
Thank you. Do you like my hat?
Yeah.
Sail over there. Now, one of the most popular pieces of classical music ever written, possibly, is the famous Four Seasons by Antonio Vivaldi. If you like this piece, now is the time to not get excited because we're not going to play it. However, in 1990 we did make an album called The Five Seasons, and whereas it never attained the classic status of Vivaldi's work, I think you'll have to agree with me that it was better value for money, obviously.
20%.
One more, yeah, 20%, one more season we had there.
And,
there are five seasons.
There are five seasons.
I'm almost bilingual now because I married an American girl many years ago. And there are spring, summer, autumn, fall, and winter.
And I'll be bifocal when my new flip-up contacts arrive at the hand. So, this is a selection of imitation Morris dance tunes. So dance tunes for an imaginary Morris dance. So if you can imagine, have an imaginary Morris dance in your head during this number. Who's Morris? You know, you know Morris dancing, don't you? English guys jump up and down in the air and wave hankies about. Best glossed over, really.
Sometimes clean ones.
So have a dance in your head, or if there's room anywhere and you feel like having a real dance using your feet, go ahead. We'll go a feet.
Thank you, Ricky.
Thank you.
Rick Saunders on the scraper, ladies and gents.
Thank you. We're not doing two shows tonight, we're doing one of two sets. Right. So to finish off the first half, well, because after this one I'm going to have a break for 25 minutes, and it's best if you have a break at the same time, really. It's much more efficient that way. We'll all have a drink and maybe a prawn or two. Throw a shrimpy on the barbie. And then we'll come back and do some more. But this is the last one in the first half. Because the one after the break will be the first one in the second half, you see. But this is the last number in the first half. This is a song from Wales, the country, that is, from a chap called Hugh Williams. And it's a song about steam trains. And then it's followed by a tune called Travel by Steam. This song is called Travelling by Steam, and it's on our new record, which you can buy during the tour.
Sell, 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 Jim. Sell.
And the signal ready to pass. Keep the light burning, and fire run, and the water well up in the glass. With the shoulder to the rail, there's no better place to be than the right side and the footplates when you're travelling by sea. And there's no better life for a young man. With them you must agree. When you're right side of the footplate and you're travelling by sea, stand in a bite, look for the green light, voices that echo and ring down the line. One love to shed, then homeward we tread to morning of the cool boy comes again. A lodging term for me, but I can lay there on a pillow in a room where I can sleep. Then it's up and away in the morning and wipe the club face clean. Put your right side of the place when you're travelling by sea.
Here's the first number in the second half, as promised.
It's a song about the unspeakable in pursuit of the uneatable. Am I ringing any bells there? Any literary buffs here? Will you recognise what I'm talking about? It's about fox hunting. And it's called Renard the Fox. That takes delight in fox hunting by every degree. A story I will tell to you concerning of a fox. Near Royston woods and mountains high and over stony rocks. We hunted for 4 hours or more and came by Parkworth Green. Oh, if you'll only spare my life, I promise and fulfill to touch your mind. That was a very old song from a quite ancient record. I forget the name of it now.
So carefully wrapped.
I mean, that's right. It was.
I know.
And your dad got a mention too.
Thank you very much.
This next song is not just from the new album, Jewel and Crown, it's the title track of it, and it was written by a friend of mine from the Albion Band, a girl called Julie Matthews, who's a really outstandingly fine writer. And the song has something to say about... Sorry, the drummer's lost it. Yes, you did. It was to the side, which I'm not prepared to go into.
Did you have sex with her?
And the song is basically...
That good!
There's always something about the difference between the first set and the second set. Have you noticed that? The fair point is. The song is trying to make a little bit of a comment about what it's like to be a colonial power and what it's like to be an ex-colonial power. I mean, we used to be the world's policemen, us Brits, and now it's your turn. Tough job, and it has an effect on the sort of overall, you know, social psyche, if you will, and it's not always a good effect. So the responsibilities that go with colonialism are addressed in this song. Although it's just a song, you know, it's not a solid thesis or anything.
Proud land, we stand for freedom. We've got the franchise on our rhythm. We've got the history and books to prove it. Give us a mountain and we'll move it. Rule the waves and seven seas, we bring the mighty to their knees. We offer hope and inspiration, a fine example to lesser nations. We are Britannia, the jewel in the crown. We brought a system to the masses, divide the nation into classes. It's in our breeding and our faces. At least we're all of our knowing our places. We stay within our social borders. We only take what our class affords us. It doesn't matter that it's not human. This is the nature of the demon. We are the tangent that you put in the crown. We are Britannia. We crown an empire. We came and conquered. We tore their borders down. We need no conscience. God is on our side. We are Britannia. From your dictators, for us for this place, the royal bells, send our boys in with their gunships. We are a refuge for the needy, always caring, never greedy. Whatever gesture could be plainer, we've given Hong Kong back to China. We are Britannia.
This is a song. We don't do many American songs, but we're going to make an exception in a creeping, crawling, fawning attempt to secure your affections. We're going to do an attempt to song by James Taylor, who is a man widely respected and indeed loved by many members of this band, though not in the biblical sense, of course.
So,
some of us have even modelled our hairlines on you.
Ready? Let's go.
Thank you. This next song is a song from our new record, The Jewel in the Crown, which we do have for sale tonight. And this album is actually named after a major TV series a while back. And this particular song is a song by a friend of ours from Ben Bennion, from Banbury. Ben Bennion, the Banbury-based band leader.
Ben Bennion, the Banbury-based blues band leader.
Well, I'm sorry, that's how I remember them. Let's get out more. Then let's split
how
up.
Far do you want
guys, they've come to Long Island.
This is a song by Ben Bennion that Simon's going to take on.
No, you tell him. No, please.
It's called Diamonds and Gold because for some reason or other
it appears that we have to have a song with the word gold in the title on every Fairport album. Unwritten law. But what's this song about? Well, I can tell you what it's about. It's about 3.5 minutes long. It's actually about shattered dreams, melting illusions, or just watching your daughter grow up. I've only got one, so Peggy's only got one, but Martin's got two. They're both younger than ours.
Could it all come into me?
And it's... Martin co-wrote this. He was too shy to tell you, and I forgot about that.
He wrote the clever bit in the middle with the other chord in.
Just don't lie.
This is another song from Steve Tilston. It's another song from our new record, The Jewel in the Crown, which we do have for sale, and it's incidentally named after our new album, which we do have for sale today. Steve Tilston used to live in Bristol in the southwest of England, and he moved up to Keighley in North Yorkshire because the beer's infinitely bitter. That's besides the point. This is a song about somebody who moves from the west of Ireland to New York in verse 2, and then he heads further south and further west and becomes a cropper, as it were. Not becomes a cropper, yeah. It's a sticky end.
In verse 2, when we mention New York, because we've spent 28 years trying to record a song which has New York in it, you see. And we've been very lucky to find this song, so we're hoping that when it gets to like verse 2, when we mention New York, you'll all kind of shout and scream. Is that possible? Could you do that? It'll make us really happy. And tonight's show's being recorded for MTV Unplugged, so you'll all be on the telly as well. Thank you.
And this song is called Slipsticks and Reels, although it pictures an idol. It's just about a man who liked to watch the girls dance in slipsticks and reels.
Telly.
Is anybody here from Santa Fe, verse 4?
Me. Orson Lewis, verse 3.
We're trying to get in the charts, you know, we're trying to get this
money. Work our way around the country.
I want. He was barely a man, his hands fell from his coat. Sold into the light and attention. By to the family, farewell to the shore. Till I taste the fortune, you'll see me no more. Well, the boat on the ocean tossed like a gold. And then when I boarded, they sighted New York. He stood on the gangplank and breathed in the air. Hello, land of plenty, I come for my share. And he did find the latest rounds and he fell. All their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor. Rolling dice and spinning the wheel. There's talk of a whisper, some say a knife, but all agree to never sung by his wife. A dreadful emotion, a terrible fight. He left a man dead and ran into the night. On a train to St. Louis, just a wind jump ahead. Mother's poor scorn, children they stare.
when he died. But in the death of cruelty, it must be said, a landlord will pick your bones before your head. It was when the scholars I heard to say, the deadliest ambush, their own Saturday, and the young buck was taken. Their ankles and kisses down on the dance floor, rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. But he took most of the men who such a sad wheel. Rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. But he took most of the men.
Thank you very much. Very happy about it.
Thanks. We're going to do some of those Celtic dance kind of tunes now. Here from Ireland. Yeah. It's over there. It's that way. Right, this is just for you then. There's some Scottish ones in here as well though. The first tune's called Come Haste to the Wedding, and we found out it's got some words, so we're going to have to call those. And then the second tune is called The Moor for Thrant, which I think is actually from Northumberland. And the third tune is called The Chocolate Soldier, or Don't Eat Those Sausages, Grandfather. In fact, Monk is just cracked in the frying pan. And the fourth tune is called The Dashing White Sergeant. And this starts off in the amazingly unique for us key of F sharp major.
That's seven sharps, boys.
Oh, come to the wedding, you're printing in nervous, the luck is a blisk and a long and a low. You're getting a little trouble, you're giving me a nervous, the luck of being half a little bit today. You're going to be so much into my dog, I'm having a person, I'm going to try. I can't say your felicity was so many, listen to her.
Thank you.
we get to record in a studio album not very often, and the new one is we're very pleased. We're very smug about it. Can you be smug in Long Island?
Yes.
Yes, I think you can. Yes. It's almost essential, isn't it? Mandatory.
Do you have it on sale?
But we don't have a songwriter in the band, and we cultivate songwriters. That's not actually a gardening term in this instance. It's a sort of metaphor for what you do with songwriters. And we encourage them to write songs for us, and sometimes people send us songs unsolicited, and then they turn out to be jolly good, and they work very well, and they end up on records. And this next song was sent to us by a chap who, well, it was almost anonymous, actually. And what was really astonishing about it was that when we found out who he was, after we'd recorded the song, and we were planning to send it out as a finished album for review, to the media, we discovered that in fact it had been written by a music journalist. I mean, have you ever heard of such a thing? A music journalist who actually, you know, cares enough about music to write a song?
Present company excluded, of course.
So the song was written by Rob Beattie, who writes for Q, amongst other things. And thank you, Rob, for the song. We enjoy it a lot. It's called Red Tide.
She's laid in bed with a pillow to her head, and the red tide rising. It came out of nowhere this morning, like a red tide. Yesterday it hadn't started. Big plans. Now she's caught between the blue of the ocean and the red of the red tide. I would give anything to be with you again. To have you on my side and face the red, red tide. He's out in the bar and he's going too far with the red tide rising. Faces and shadow, but an open mouth is like a red tide. Night was gonna be so
technical hitch there. And we went to do some more of those Celtic kind of things. These are two Irish jigs, in fact. These are dance tunes from Ireland in jig time. The first one's from Donegal, and it's called Con Cases. Is that where you're from? Right?
Donegal!
This is for you. This is for you.
Donegal's amazing. It's a beautiful place, and it's actually the furthest north you can go in the whole island of Ireland. But of course, being Ireland, it's in the south.
It's strange, but
it's spooky, that.
Anyway, it's a fantastic place if you've never been, and it's a fantastic place even if you have been. So this tune is called Con Casey's Jig. This is named after a great fiddle player from Donegal called Con Casey. And the second tune is called Tripping Up the Stairs, which is from further down the country. It's the name of a favourite Dublin evening pastime, and one that we fully intend to be indulging in ourselves a bit later on. So,
Tripping down the stairs.
Yeah.
Tripping down the stairs.
And this is for you, then.
And if you have been, thanks for listening.
Stand up the stairs.
1, 2.
Thank you.